Welcome to the Working Mums Podcast. You're going to learn how to manage your mind and your emotions so that you start to enjoy your job, your kids, and yourself again without all the shitty mum guilt. I'm your host, Nikki Bevan, the loving, no bullshit life coach for working mums. And I invite you to join me each week for a lesson that's going to make you feel calmer and much more in control of your life. It's not going to be a polished, perfect podcast because, hey, life just isn't like that. But I do promise you that it will be full of tools that you can take away and use in your life right now. You are not going to want to miss what I have to teach you. So whether you're listening to me in your car, on a walk, or whilst you're cooking your tea, I'm truly grateful to be having this conversation with you. Let's go. Welcome to this week's podcast. And I thought I'd do something a little different today. So this is episode 10. I've recorded 10 podcasts for you. But I thought I would take this opportunity to just tell you my story, like what happened in my life that brought me to life coaching and how I now have a huge passion for helping working mums. So I do not consider myself to be academic. At school, I struggled. Socially, fine, but I always felt stupid. I could never quite prove my ability. And I came out of school with one C, I think it was something like three D's or four D's, threes, and an F. And the F I got in German, which is kind of ironic because actually in class, I was very proactive. I had my hands up, I would answer. I was one of the better ones in class, but not when it came to the exam, the oral or the verbal. So it's just not how my brain works. So I came up with this belief that I'm not clever enough. I'm not clever enough because at school I couldn't prove my ability. And because that then carried through most of my life up until I discovered mind management and life coaching, it really held me back. So I have always loved working. I've had periods of not wanting to necessarily get out of bed and looking forward to like the Friday and dreading the Mondays, but generally, I've always loved working. I've been working since I was 13. My first job was as a washer-up in a pub. And then when I was old enough, I did waitressing, I did bartending, I have babysat for as long as I can remember. I've always enjoyed making my own money and going to work. And generally, I considered myself to be a very positive person. I don't know how I knew, but I always knew that it wasn't the weather that made you miserable. It was like what you wore or what you did or where you were going that made you feel. And over the course of my career, I did a number of different jobs. So because my GCSE grades were low, I was going to say rubbish, but even low is quite negative, isn't it? The advice was, oh, go and do hairdressing and beauty therapy. So that's what I did. But I never really went into it. I very quickly went into retail with the body shop and then did some admin work. I went traveling a couple of times. And over the course of what I consider my corporate career, I had done customer service, I had done account management, I'd done data processing, data management, I've done quality management, health and safety. And my final job as before I left was as a training and health and safety manager. But I always had this positive approach. I always knew that I did actually get to decide. There were always two sides to every scenario, I guess. And people would say to me, oh my God, Nikki, how are you always so happy? And I was like, well, I'm not really like all the time, but I knew it was a choice. I didn't know any more than that, though. And no one really seemed to agree with me on this. And it wasn't until I was really fortunate enough to be working for a company, and the directors had gone on a Tony Robbins retreat, and they came back, as you would imagine, like psyched, pumped up. They wanted to bring this energy into the business, and they wanted me to organize Energy Week. My manager was away at the time, so they came to me and they said, "Nikki, we want you to organize Energy Week." So I was like, "They think you're the right personality, you're the right person." So I was like, "Yeah, I'd love to." So I started the process of organizing Energy Week. And then when my manager came back, we did it together. And during this energy week, we had people coming in from all different backgrounds, different workshops, all around creating a positive energy. And everybody was really enjoying it. And throughout the week, people were getting more and more energized. But I noticed I was getting more and more frustrated because I was meeting people and I was like, "Well, I love your energy, and I want to be more like you, and I love your energy and I want to be more like you." And I had always felt, whilst I always enjoyed my job, I had always felt like I had more to give, but I never knew what that more was. And so on the Thursday of this week, we had this life coach coming in, and she called it a listening post. I didn't know she was a life coach at this point, but she called it a listening post, and you could just book a 20-minute slot to sit and talk to her about anything. And I was like, "Well, I'm okay. I don't need to talk to her." But as this week progressed, she walked in on that Thursday morning and I said, "I need to talk to you. I think I need to talk to you." So she made an appointment. Luckily, she had a slot, and I went and I sat down and I just burst into tears. And I said to her, "I have so much more to give. I don't know what that more is. And as this week is progressing, I'm getting more and more frustrated." And I said, "And I know it sounds kooky," I said, "but I feel like I've got this massive amount of energy that's trying to burst out of my arms." So if you're watching me on video, you can see me pointing to my forearms, but it's like the inside of my forearms. I just feel like I've got this energy and I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is and I don't understand it, but I'm getting more and more frustrated because I'm not doing what I need to be doing. And I was reminded of a memory that I had when I left school. I sat in front of the careers advisor and I said to the careers advisor, "I really want to help people find their way." I said to her, "I don't want to tell them what they have to do. I want to help them find their way." So it's not like you have to go left and you have to go right. I want to help them. I want to help them find their own direction. And that at that point, she screwed her face up at me. She was like, "What are you talking about? Go and be a hairdresser and a beauty therapist," which does help people, and it's lovely, and it's a brilliant trade if that's what you want to do. But it wasn't what I wanted to do. And so in this frustrated state, I just sat there and I bawled my eyes out at this lady, and she said to me, "Have you ever heard of life coaching?" I said, "No, never heard of life coaching." She said, "Well, that's what I am." She said, "I'm a life coach. And I just question people's beliefs and I help them find their way." And I was like, "Well, isn't that fascinating?" So I left that meeting and I sat down at my computer and I Googled life coaching. And I found the podcast by the Life Coach School. With Brooke Castillo. So brilliant podcast. If you've ever heard of it, or if you like listening to podcasts, go and check it out. Brooke Castillo at the Life Coach School. And I think it was probably the first episode, and I can remember even listening to it, driving in my car, and it was just the most life-shifting moment because she taught me that life gives us circumstances that we have no control over. They are not able to create your feelings until your mind gets involved and it gives you thoughts. And it's your thoughts that create your feelings. And at that point, when I heard her say that to me, finally, someone else agreed. This was actually a thing in the world that you could do. You could learn to manage your thoughts because your thoughts create your feelings. Your feelings drive all of your actions or inactions, and what you do or don't do gives you a result in your life. It creates your experience of your life. And at that point, I knew I was going to be a life coach. Only the training for life coaching at that point was about 18 grand. And in my personal life, we were at a stage in our family where my boys were about 5 and 6. We were renovating the downstairs of our house. So we would moved out of the kitchen and out of the downstairs. And the room that I now is now my office was my kitchen. I had a temporary camping stove, a microwave, and a fridge. We had the dining table set up next to the bed, next to our bed in our bedroom. The boys' room was fine, but we were washing up in the bath. So there's pots and pans, but you had to move the pots and pans out the bath to have a shower. You had to like clear everything down. My husband jokes, if you've ever listened to my husband, he jokes that we had to push the peas down the plug hole to have a shower and the pubes down the plug hole to wash up. And this was a very challenging time. We were running out of money. Builders weren't coming back to us. Things were going wrong. And we lived like this for a year. But because I had found mind management and because I had found life coaching, and I felt like I'd been given the most amazing secret, was that you get to experience any situation however you want to experience it. And I can remember my husband was getting really stressed. He was stressed at work, then he was coming home and he was stressed at home and he was all over the place. And he was like, "How can you be okay with this situation? How can you possibly be happy living like we're living?" I was like, "Because I have a choice. Because I know that there is someone in the world that would die. They would risk their whole family to be living as we're living right now. And we're okay. My children are safe. They're warm. They're fed. They're loved. This situation is fine." He did not agree with me. So, over the course of that year, we had a number of heated debates. And it got to the point where he started to go into work and he would start to say to his work colleagues, "Well, if you just looked at that a bit differently, you would feel different." And then he was like, "Oh, what she's saying is true. This is right." So he came back and he said, "You need to do it." A bit that I missed actually was the point I decided I was going to be a life coach. I had no idea how I was going to do it, but I did know that I couldn't do it in my current job and I needed to really get made redundant. Now, I have since discovered manifestation and I now realize that I manifested leaving my job. And but he was freaking out. He's like, "Please don't tell me that you're leaving at a point where we have no money, that we're running like the we have no money, we're living as we're living, and you're now giving up a good job." And I'm like, "Yes, that's what I that is my plan. That's what I'm gonna do." I said, "But I've got it." And so off I went. I left my job and I left them saying, "I'm going to be a life coach. I'm going to be a life coach. I don't know how. I certainly wasn't certified. Johnny was not on board at all. I had no idea, but I knew I was going to be a life coach and I knew I had a choice." And so after the last, that was just the year before, so 2019, and then we locked down in 2020, 2020, 2020. And since then, I've certified, grew my business and have continued to grow my business. And I think I will always have a life coach in my life. In one way or another, I will always have someone there that can show me my bullshit when I can't see it. Very lovingly fighting for me against my primal brain at a point when I can't do it. And I've had a number of different life coaches. I've hired a number of different life coaches now for various different bits because we all specialize in some things. And I can tell you, and I'm about to do it again now, I'm about to sign up to the most amazing life coach, Jamie Berman. She very much focuses on money manifestation and business manifestation. And it's scary. It is scary to say yes to yourself. It is scary to invest money that I maybe don't feel like I have to invest or spend it on me when I should be spending it on a family holiday. But in doing so, that's what has boosted my self-confidence. That has enabled me to start a business. I have no idea how to run a business. I'm learning. That's my next step. I have all the, I can coach anybody on anything. My coaching skills are now honed. Now my skills are building a business, marketing a business, selling a business, being the finance manager, the marketing director, the employee, the cleaner, the everything that we have to do. And I am so grateful to my past self for having the courage and the balls. Actually, I'm not going to say balls, I'm going to say the tits to leave her job and believe in herself. I'm going to cry because she, if she hadn't have done that, I would not be here talking to you and helping you today. And I thank her so much for believing in coaching. And I think I have to hear that sometimes. I have to remind myself, just like you probably do, that when you've got that inner knowing, it always serves you. Our logical brain gets involved. It gives us all the, we can't afford it. Now is not the right time. When this is the, when this is and when that is and when no. Like it's your that it gives you all these quite rational excuses to keep yourself safe. And I am very grateful to my past self that she didn't do that. So over the last 3 years, I think the most empowering and the most priceless bit of wisdom that I now know is simply this: I have a choice. It's that simple. I have a choice. I had a situation where my husband was, I had experienced jealousy with one of his friends. And I knew that the jealousy was on me. If you've listened to my last few podcast episodes, the Welcome series, you'll now know that your thoughts create your feelings. And I had thoughts about him and this friend that made me feel jealous. I knew that was me, that was on me, and I dealt with it and I got over it. But there was a couple of weeks where he started to get really distant. He was quite pale, didn't really want to talk about much, which is not like my husband at all. Just very not at all present with us and the me and the kids and at a distance. And he came home one night and he said, "Nikki, I've got something to tell you." He said, "I need you to sit down." So I sat down. And he was white. He was white. He was visibly shaking. And he said, "I've got something to tell you." And in that moment, my brain went to, this is it. He is about to tell me he's having an affair. All the fears and all the jealousy was true. This is the point where he tells me he's had an affair. And then I thought to myself, regardless of the words that come out of his mouth now, I have a choice. I don't get to control what he tells me, but 100% I get to control myself and how I choose to react. And that thought process, which literally didn't take like a split second, made me sit up straight. My head went high. My spine went tight. I had a choice. What he actually went on to tell me was very funny, I thought, was not that he was having an affair at all, but he thought what he was about to tell me, which is something that happened in the past, that's his story to tell you. I know you're intrigued now, aren't you? He thought I would be chucking him out the house and he would be sleeping in the car that night. I found it very funny. I actually found it very funny. But the point is knowing that in any situation, I have a choice. I get to control me. That does not look like I'm always going to be positive and joyous. That could look like snot, ugly, bellowing because my friends just died. It could look like absolute hollow belly grief because I've just lost someone. Sometimes it looks like frustration because of the thoughts my brain tells me. Sometimes it looks like anger because of the thoughts my brain tells me. If I'm learning something new, my brain's going, "You're not clever enough. You're not clever enough. I feel shit." But I now know because of life coaching and because I've learned the skill of mind management, I now know I have a choice. And that has changed my life and will continue to change my life because I now know I get to decide my experience. So that's what got me into life coaching. That's what got me here today, talking to you. And the reason why I love my niche, particularly as working mums, is because I really believe it starts with us. I really believe, or either parent, if you're a dad and you're listening to this, it starts with us. And I love the quote from Brené Brown, and she says, "As a parent, we have to be the adult we want our children to become." Let that just sink in for a second. We have to be the adult we want our children to become. So, if I want to build an emotional resilience in my boys, if I want them to feel nervous and move forward anyway, if I want them to feel anxious and not let their anxiety stop them, I have to start. I have to do that. I have to show them how that's done because children don't do what we say, they end up being what they see. So I am willing to feel nervous. I am willing to feel scared. I'm really willing to feel anxious and do it anyway because I want my boys to realize that crying, pain, fear, anxiety, grief, frustration, anger, they are all normal. Sadness, depression, they are normal part of our human existence, just like love, happiness, and joy. And yes, I could just go straight to life coach the children. But as a parent, it is my opinion that we are the most influential in our children's lives. And I want to show my children what's possible. And that starts with me. So, if you're listening to this and there's parts of your life that, or parts of you that you don't really like, please get in touch because I would love to help you. I used to really believe I was pathetic. I used to believe I was useless, that I wasn't clever enough, that no one wanted to hear what I have to say. But because of life coaching and because I've learned the skill of managing my mind, My brain still gives me those sentences. I just don't believe them anymore. And this is available to you too. Have the most amazing week. If you've got any questions, please feel free to reach out and ask me. You can email me at hello@nikkibevan.com. You can find me on all the social medias. And I'll speak to you again next week. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.